This week's parsha, Parshas Kisetze, begins with the parsha of Yifas Tor, and then after the parsha of Yifas Tor, you have the parsha of Ben Sora Mora, the rebellious son. And Rashi, on the first page here, explains the Smichas HaParshias. Kachta l'chol l'isha, lo dibur Torah kel nein yetzer hara, himein ha-kavsh baruch ha-matiri se'en ha-be'issa. Om nosa sofa l'yosoma, shanem ma'acharav ki se'en l'ish. So first the Torah speaks about marrying this woman, the Yifas Tor, who was a non-Jewish woman, converted. Then it speaks about the Isha Snua, because eventually you're going to come to hate her. And then you come to have a son who's a Ben Sora Mora. And that's how Rashi learns the progression of the parshas. But there's one thing that he leaves out, and that is the parsha of Bechor. So the Pasha Pshat, he didn't leave it out. That's part of the Ben Snua, Achas Ahuva V'Achas Snua. That you shouldn't think, well, Yuchal Vakir is Ben Ahuva Al-Pnei Ben Snua Bechor. And that's part of that same Pasha. However, the Shem Yishmuel wants to explain the progression in a perhaps a different way than, or an additional way than Rashi. Now these parshias, so take a look on page 8, the Shem Yishmuel here. I don't know where the page numbers were. 8? Shem Yishmuel, page 8. So the Shem Yishmuel in the third column says the following. Smichas HaParsha Shel Yifas Tor Ben Sora Mora Kos of Rashi Shem Nosu Yifas Tor Sofel Odli Mimena Ben Sora Mora Yishlov In My Shaychus Yishlo Parshas Nachlas HaBechor Be'emtza. What's the Bechor, the idea of Bechor, what is that doing in the middle? Whereas what I think perhaps is the Pasha Pshat, that since Sofa is L'Sona, so they have the Ben Snua, and that teaches you the Din Bechor Agav. But he thinks it should be something more fundamental, that the Bechor is written, that Parsha is written there. So he says, V'nira, the Bal Oros Malas Horatius. He says it's the message that the Torah is teaching us is how important the beginning of something, the beginning of a new endeavor. Whenever you begin something new, so it's very important that you get off to a good start. That the beginning sets the tone for the future. And then the Baal HaHoros Malach Asher Mizeh Yuvan Inyan Ben Sora Mora. Because what's the whole idea of Ben Sora Mora? We know that the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, in the page before, Samech Tesam and Aleph, third line. Guf Amar Rav Kruspadai, Amar Rav Shabtai, Kol Yomav Shal Ben Sor Umor Eine El Gimel Chadashim. But the whole Ben Sor Umor, that whole episode, is only, you can only qualify to be a Ben Sor Umor the first 3 years, the first 3 months after your bar mitzvah. Those first 3 months, when you became a gadol, so if you're already going, being wayward, and we have reason to suspect that it's going to get much worse, that's when the Ben Sor Mora, because you already got off on the red, on a wrong start. That's what Ben Sor Mora is all about. The first 3 months. Before that, he's a cotton. After that, already, it's too late. Whereas if already, in other words, the first 3 months, he got off to such a bad start, that's when the parsha applies. And then he says, now you understand why Bechor is right before Ben Sor Mora. But again, the Yifas Tohar and the Ben Sor Mora, that we understand. Because if you marry Yifas Tohar, ultimately you're going to have a Ben Sor Mora. But what's the Bechor doing in there? Because the Torah wanted to put Bechor right near Ben Sor Mora. Because Bechor is the same thing. Bechor sets the tone for the rest of the family. The firstborn sets the tone for the rest of the siblings. He's the example. He's the model. So therefore, he gets the privilege of having Pishnayim. Okay, no tell Pishnayim. And that's what Ben Sor Mora is all about. So then he continues in the next paragraph, in column 3, V'zeh limit godo l'chol odom l'shkiach heitev al ha'reishah shalom. So, whenever you begin, the first 3 months after your bar mitzvah, after you get married, that's a new beginning. Whenever there's a new beginning, the beginning of that beginning is very crucial. And I think that's why this Shem Yishmuel, the beginning of his man, beginning of a new year, is very important. That if you feel that there's a problem, address it right away. Because if you already have a faulty beginning, then the rest of the year will be built on a weak foundation. But if you have something strong, you're good in the beginning. Of course, you can always slack off, but that at least you have that foundation. And there's a word from the Avodas Yisrael, the Kosh Mitzamagid, which we mentioned last year in Parsha Shlach. When Parsha Shlach talks about the Chi of Avchala, it says, Reishis Arisosechem Chala Tarimu Truma's going to came to Rimosa. And then it says, May Reishis Ariso Chasechem Tu Lashem Vadorosechem. And we know Chazal say, what's the May Reishis? That when you mafrish Chala, so you can't be mafrish the whole thing. You have to have part Chala and part for you to eat. Part is going to be Kodesh and part Chol. But you can't say, I'm going to set aside the whole dough as Chala. May Reishis. And not kol reishis. So that's the halacha. So what's the mussar behind that? So the Kosher Tzemagid says on the next page of the Avodas Yisrael, in the first, the third column, go down to the word Hakosov. Amar Hakosov Achaka May Reishis Arisusuchem Daisham May Reishis. Regamkein Fid Rachena Da Tor Basir Regamkein Shaloyomer Odom Kein Avatel Asatzmi Mikol Vachol Kol Inyone Olam Azev Afil Hakreches. Sometimes people overdo it, and they say, "Okay, I have to get on to a good start. I have to be stark, so I'm not going to go to sleep. I'm going to stay up learning till 4 in the morning." and I'm not going to do anything, and then I'm going to get a good start. I'm going to be so that's May Rishis below Kol Rishis. You can't overdo it. Just like when you're mafrish, you can't be mafrish. The whole thing is challah. You have to be mafrish part of it. So the same thing. You have to be strong in the beginning. But if you think you're going to be too strong and you're going to try to go overboard, then that's also going to be a chisaron in your rishis. And I always see, especially fellas here in YU, that a lot of times, a person's having difficulty, and you just look at the schedule. They made themselves an impossible schedule maker. You look at their schedule, they're taking who knows how many credits and how many different things. And of course you can't succeed, because there was a pircha in the etzem of your schedule. So that's sometimes the ratios. If the ratios is too loaded, here Avos Yisrael is talking about, don't go overboard with you have to be stark in the beginning. So don't say, well, I'm going to daven a Shmon Esrei for an hour and I'm going to stay learning up till 4 in the morning. No, that's not proper. And I want to add, for fellas here, that it's also important to realize that when you make yourself a schedule, and now it's still within the time that you could change schedule if you feel that it's still in the beginning here. So if you see, the schedule is unrealistic. It's because everyone has this mindset of trying to run, go as quick as possible. So sometimes you set yourself up in the ratios, and you set yourself up to a situation where it's undoable. So of course you're not going to be successful. So that's the idea of what the Kosher Zemagid says: May ratios below Kol ratios, and that's there's a line in the Chovas HaLevavos on page, I don't know what page anything is. The Chovas HaLevavos, two lines, beautiful two lines of the Chovas HaLevavos. He says, V'zayim min hariboy v'haflaga v'bli hadraga, where it's, be careful not to overdo things. Riboy, a lot. A flog it too much. If you don't do it step by step, paint over. Ki rov Hashem and Benair, he has sibul akeus oro. Because if you put too much oil, in other words, what's in there? Nair is the receptacle. That you have the receptacle with the oil and the wick. If there's too much oil there, it's going to weaken the flame. If you have too little, it's also not going to be good. You have to have a certain amount that will make the flame strong. But if you have too much, then too much oil also is gonna ruin the flame. So that's the yisod. And it's interesting that the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, the page before, on this week's Parsha, he has a whole shmooze here about not taking on too much. And he quotes from the Ramah. He quotes this Chovas HaLevavos, and he quotes from the Ramah. Ramah wrote a sefer Mechir Yayin, the next page on Megillas Esther. It's a sefer on Megillas Esther. So on the pasuk Yasa Eitz Gavoh Hamishim Amo. So Haman wanted to what? Hang Mordechai on this thing that's Hamishim Amo. The Pasha Pshad, just a tall tree. But the Rambam writes, take a look. V'omar sheyasa eitz gavoh Hamishim Amo, ratzal omar, ki yadua omram, ki Hamishim sharibina heim ba'olam. U'memtes nimsuru l'moshe b'sina, v'atachzerei ma'at me'elukim. Ratzal omar zeh, ki yidame sheyuchal l'hasig yosir m'ma sha'asogas odom l'hasig. Whereas besides the physical tree, the idea is try to get Mordechai to be on a level that he's not. Because if you try to be on the 50th Shari Bina and you're not ready for that, it'll just mess you up. It'll just mess you up. So that's what it means. Yasa Eitz Hamishim Amo, not only physically, but figuratively also. That means to try to get someone to be on some high level of Chochmah, that some people try to learn on high levels and they're not on those levels, and then they mess themselves up. So all this, the told us Yaakov Yosef says on the pasuk of this week's parsha, lo yeh kli gever la isha, v'lo yibash gever simlas isha. So the pasuk means not man not to wear woman's clothing, women not to wear man's clothing, but he also says it means to do something that's not appropriate for who you are. In other words, if you're in a certain darga, so if you try to do where you're not, so that's not good. So again, the Shem Yishmuel tells us the importance of the Haskalah, and that's why we have a Parsha of Ben Tzora Moreh, because the Haskalah was so faulty that the Torah felt that it's not going to work out anymore. That's the Ben Tzora Moreh. And then the Bechor is the one who's setting the new beginning for the rest of the siblings, and that's why so that is the first point that I wanted to discuss here. That a person should make sure the beginning of his man, you know, be settled. Some people, you know, they wander. Some people are not sure where they should be, what shear they should be in. So there's nothing wrong with coming one day and then going to someplace else if you feel you're not. But some people take the whole semester till they figure themselves out. So it's important to figure yourself out in the beginning, be settled, you have a strong foundation, because again, whatever is the foundation in the beginning is going to be the success, and within, you know, and it has to be strong. But again, may racious, oh, then there's another aspect that I wanted to discuss about Tchilas Hazman, and that is the next psukim here on Kiseitse, Perchav Beis Pasuk Aleph. Mosira Shor Achicha O Asayo Nidochim Misalamta Behem. That you shouldn't see Shor, your property of your friend, your brother's property, is going astray. His animal is going astray, and you just, you know, look away. That's not right. You have to be meishiv aveda, hashev toshiv lo. And it says lo karam achicha elachem. And if he's not there, so you take the lost object into your house and keep it until he asks for it. So the Or Chaim HaKadosh explains that this parsha is not only about lost objects, it's also about lost people. Parsha Zuba Lirmos Beprotus Chiv Hatochacha Setzrichi Bnei Kelchai Tzadik Olam Lasas La'am Hashem. Means it's talking about Osam Tzivah Kithira Shor Eilheim third column. Eilheim Bnei Odom Shenimshulu Kibahemos. Shor Achicha means that Hashem's Shor, meaning your fellow Jew, who's the property of Hashem, is going astray. So then what should you do? The fourth column, means it's referring to bringing someone back. And I think that always here in yeshiva, there's so many different people that you come in contact with. And sometimes you see a fellow, a roommate, a friend that's a little bit getting a little bit off the derech. So that's part of our responsibility, is to try to help people that we know to who need chizuk in any way. So that's also part of our responsibility. You can't spend all your time doing that. But part of the responsibility of the racious that we're telling is this idea. There's a fascinating idea that's in the Sefer Poel Tzedek of the Shach. The Shach has a list of the Targ Mitzvahs. And he says, what does the Torah say? Hashev teshivim lachicha. So what's the Lashon Hashev to Shivim? B'chal Zechiv Chol Gomer L'Hashiv B'tocha Nefesh HaChotas. Whereas along the lines of the Or Chaim HaKadosh, that the idea of Hashavas Aveda is not only if you find a lost object, of course you have to take care of that, but it's also a lost person, a person that sins. And therefore, he says, unbelievable, Shach said. How come it doesn't say Hachzer, Tachzer, Lachicha? Why does it say Hashev Tashiv? You know why? Hashev is Lashon Tshuva. And it means, in other words, help him do tshuva, help him out. And it's interesting that the Balaturim points out, you know, the Balaturim always quotes from the Mesorah. The Mesorah always takes a word or a series of words in the Pasuk and shows you where else in Tanakh those words appear. And then all the Darshanim always make a drasha to compare. So where's this Lashon Vasafto el Toch Beisecha? So it says, it appears in Malachim Beis by Naaman. He had Saras. So the Pasuk says, Vayavei HaSefer HaMelech Yisrael Emor V'atah Kivo HaSefer HaZeh Alecha Hinei Shalachni Alecha Es Naaman Avdi Vasafto Mitzaraso. So the same Lashon Asafto. So there it's saying you should cure his leprosy, right? We know that Naaman, we always say that, right, Shem Shah in the Davening, because Baruch was Merapin. So Vasafto, that Lashon that we have by Hashavas Aveda, Vasafto, is the same Lashon in Lachim Beis, Asafto Mitzaraso. So what's the idea? What's the idea? So if you look in the Sefer, so the Balaturim himself says the connection is that the Gemara says in Erchin that people get saras because they were stingy, that they didn't want to lend their different things to their friends. Zeva Saftal Tope Sechshem Asif Kalev El Beso Vasafta Mitzaraso. So there was Vasafta Tok Besecha. The parallel is that you're keeping all your stuff in your own house. You're not lending it out, so then you're gonna end up having Saras. That's the two Vasaftos. Because Saras is Ba al Sarasai. But if you look here in the Sefer Marpe La Nefesh, first, the Torah's Moshe is the Chasam Sofer. He says the same idea like the Arachayim HaKadosh, that he darshans the psukim of Shor Achicha Nidochim to mean not only a physical shor, but a person that needs tshuva. But the Marpe La Nefesh says that, based on the Chasam Sofer, it's referring to being machzis someone b'tshuva. And that's what Safta Mitzaroso is, Kolomar Micholi HaNefesh Shenikr Tzar Ayin Shayin Havana Shalot Tzar V'Kotten Yil Hasik Tzor Chehen Neshama. He says because a person is Mitzaras, he's Tzar Ayin, not only Kepshuto that he's stingy, but he has a narrow eye that he doesn't understand. He can't see the Neshama. He only looks at the physical things. He can't see through to see the Tzor HaNeshama, and therefore he sins. So that's the idea, that someone who's a tzaras, a safta mitzaroso, is the someone that you have to, a safta al toch pesecha, is someone that you have to be makariv and give him, bring him into the Beis HaMedrash, like the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says. So this parsha, I think, is very relevant. The beginning of Parshas Ki Tzeitzi, Pashup Shad, you look at it, what does it have to do? And I fast Tawar, and I Ben Sora Mora, you know, what does it have to do with my life? I mean, and the poor, and the Ben Sora Mora, but as like the Shemi Shmuel says, this tells you the Yisod, that the beginning of something is the Iker. That sets the tone. That sets the tone, so you have to make sure that to address issues, not to let things just, and in the middle of the year, you feel that you, you know, address it now. If you're having an issue with Yechavrusa, let me know, let Rabbi Berger know. It's important to have that the tone is proper. And then it's also important that you shouldn't just look out for yourself. That's if you see Shor Achicha Osei Yonidochim, if you see another fellow that you, he was with you in Eretz Yisrael, and he was the starkest guy in Eretz Yisrael, and now he doesn't even daven in the morning, and he doesn't wake up, and he doesn't go to shir, and he doesn't go to this and that. So you have to be responsible to try to help him out in whatever way you can. Vasaftol tov beisecha, you have to try to help him in whatever way you can. And hashev teshivim, and as the Shach says, that's not only the physical aveda, but loshen tshuva as well, to help him bichozer b'tshuva. So these, I think, as I titled it, chizuk l'tchilas hazman. These are things that you have to be care about yourself, your fellow Jew. You can't spend the whole time, you know, being makar of the world. You have to, like Rav Shimon Shkup says, you have to do things for yourself also. But you always, you know, you don't have to makar of the world. Sometimes it's just your roommate, your next door neighbor, you know, needs your chizuk, needs you to help them out. And that, I think, is important chizuk for the beginning of this month.